This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand, joined by Day to Day senior producer Steve Proffitt, who's here to help share some of your letters.
And Madeline, we've got just a couple of minutes for this, so let's focus on a single story. This is one you reported last week about the term Islamic fascism.
President Bush is using that term, Islamic fascist or Islamofascism. We talked with people who thought this was an apt way to describe certain militant fundamentalists or terrorists, and with others who were highly offended by the juxtaposition of a religion with a political ideology, most identified with Nazi Germany.
And our listeners were also divided, Madeline. I'm sorry that some Muslims don't like the phrase Islamic fascism, writes Tim McDevitt of Apex, North Carolina. But, he says, what could be a more appropriate term for Islamic radicals who want to impose their version of faith on any and all people and territory that they can conquer by brute force and intimidation? He finishes, do not blame non-Muslims for telling it like it is.
And William Buckman of Los Angeles writes, the terrorist cells distributed throughout the world are like cancer cells. Moderate Muslims will have to remove them if they are to become free of the cancer. I, too, find President Bush to be like a cancer on the USA, he writes. And he continues, but I also know that in about 2.5 years that cancer will be gone. I wish I could say the same about this Islamic cancer.
Listener Victoria Perrill says that she finds the phrase Islamofascist to be inflammatory, and she writes, your program would have been more accurate if you had pointed out that, according to the definition, characteristics of fascism include partnership between government and corporations and glorification of war.
Finally, this from Rex Robards of San Antonio. I see nothing that can properly be described as fascist in radical Islamic fundamentalism, as one of its principal characteristics is the lack of central planning.
Thanks to all of you who wrote us. Please keep the dialogue going. Just visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. It's at the top of every page.
And thanks to you, NPR Steve Proffitt.
You're welcome, Madeline.